Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The new birth. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. James 1:18. The term born again has come into wide use, too wide and popular, in fact, for many who use it have little comprehension of its meaning. First of all, there can be no real Christian who is not a born-again Christian. Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You must be born again." The creator of the new birth is the creator of the universe, as the text declares. He begat us as a kind of first fruits of his creatures. The new birth is not a new leaf or a new morality, but a new creation. Except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The miracle is accomplished through faith in Christ, believing the record of his saving work as revealed by the Scriptures. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Those who are truly born again will inevitably exhibit the characteristics of a spiritual birth, just as those who are born physically exhibit signs of physical life. As one characteristic of the new birth, whosoever is born of God does not commit, that is, practice, sin. Another sign is that of true Christian love, for everyone that loves is born of God. Furthermore, whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The new birth is not a religious cliche, but a miracle generating everlasting life. According to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.